Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the Master Heart Family, and I'm Dr. Hank, and you're going to love our session today that we're going to talk about, everything that we've asked for, and we've asked for a lot of goodies, right? Everything that we've asked for is actually just one step away, just right around the corner from being in your experience. And it's about us being in the receptive mode and receiving it and allowing it. And so we're going to call in wisdom, some wisdom today. Archangel Uriel is our wisdom and will give us the wisdom to be in a state of allowing to receive all the things that we've asked for. And literally, this is how powerful we are, to include preventing us from having everything that we want. And so you're going to love this session, but we always start out first with sharing the good news and all the miracles that are happening to all of us. And so, who wants to begin and share some good news that's going on?
Hi,
Hey,
can you guys hear me?
yeah,
Oh, great. So I have
Martha.
a little miracle, but a good one nonetheless.
Yeah.
So along with the theme of easy money, easy life, I was reading the New York Times online, and there was an article on missing money. There's actually a website, missingmoney.com, where enter your name, other information. You'll see if the your state has money for you that you have not claimed.
Wow.
And I typed in my name and everything, and lo and behold, got a check in the mail last week.
Oh my gosh, that's great. That's fantastic. So
Yeah.
again, everybody go to Missing Money and don't do it
Missingmoney.com.
now, afterwards.
Oh.
They go to Missing Money and is it missingmoney.com, Martha?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Missingmoney.com.
missingmoney.com and put in your state and your name and see if the state has some money for you. And that if you allow it, do it. And that's fantastic, Martha. And there are no little miracles. Okay? Everything is a miracle. It's a big, huge miracle that that when we start judging it, the judge, remember the head of the committee, is a judge. So it's judging and it's comparing you to other people and it's comparing amounts to other people. And when we get out of the committee and rise above the committee and just start, appreciating all the miracles that are happening to all of us all the time. And they literally are. I like my little scratch offs, and I always have a story about scratch off and the little lottery thing. And I just had I saw this one lottery scratch off, and I decided it was like the a $30 one, and it was in position number 30. And I thought, wow, that's really magical. And so I'm thinking threes. And so I said, I'll take three of them. And it just blurted out. I just allow spirit to guide me. So I said, I want three of those. And I came home, I just scratch off the bar, and I came home, sat in the couch next to Ginny, and we started reading them. And the first one, let's see, was $30. And the next one wasn't a winner. And the next one was $150. And I went, oh, this is so fun. And then my committee tried to get in and say, well, that isn't like the $1,000 you won the other week. And I went, hold on, I invested $90 and I more than doubled my money. This is so great. And then I just focused on doubling my money. And I love being a winner. And see, if you say that, you rise above odds. That's why I'm a winner. And, with the lottery, most people, what do they say to themselves? Oh, you won't win. I can't win. I'm wasting my time. And I'm not encouraging again for us to go out and buy a lottery ticket per se. But at the same time, when I like cashed in that $1,000, you have to do it at the lottery place. And I just sat in that room and I brought in all the vibes that these people had. Because these people, everybody had to win over $600. And there were a few people that had won millions of dollars. And they're sitting all in this room, and we're all in this room together. And it's like we're all together realizing, oh my gosh, we're all in the room together, that we have the abundant life. And while now we allow the abundant life. And so all those things that you have asked for, no, are just flowing to you now as you allow it, as you let go, as you trust that what all powerful you ask for, that all powerful you can receive it now. So that's beautiful, Martha. Congratulations, man.
I said little, but it was very much appreciated, and it's just the beginning of more to come. So just
Yeah,
want to share.
beautiful. Great, great, great. Yeah, that I love that too. That, yeah, and there's more to come. And can I please have, so this is a great one. And so if you get a, you know, somebody says yes to you, you know, place a scanner, you know, whatever business that you're in, anything that's good, you first give thanks. And so appreciation. Wow, I really appreciate that. And that appreciation word is higher than grateful. Grateful's over the, you know, it's still in a good place, a wanted place, if you will. But appreciation says, hey, I started this. God helped me to deliver what and did the work. And then I received this. So the first thing you do is you give that. Thank you so much. I just love having that new business. I love having that, you know, compliment. I love having whatever you love. And then you ask, can I please have more of it? Woo! And then you'll get more of it. So it's this, yeah, that, so anything, again, it's not little. At the car wash, I go to the car wash way too much, I know, but yesterday at the car wash again, and I saw a little silver coin, and I picked it up, and it was talking about like Irish luck on it. And I went, oh, that's so great. And I said, this is just like when I find pennies here. And I look down and there's a penny. And I pick up that penny and I do a little dance and I'm saying, I did a penny. And the guy next to me, he's looking at me like, what is wrong with this guy? And everything is right with me because I'm happy, because I'll take a penny. Because when I'm happy about money, more money comes to me. And it comes in miraculous and amazing ways. So beautiful. Yeah. Who else has some miracles, good news to share with us? To uplift us all, to inspire us all.
I have a little thing that I've kind of learned from you, and I kind of went through a little funk to get there. But last week I had a situation where I was just like in the evening, I was like feeling like super depressed, and I really couldn't put my thing. I was like, I don't know what is wrong with me. I just feel off. Well, a few hours later, I was laying in bed and kind of meditating and praying, and I realized what it was. I felt rejected by someone earlier that day. And it wasn't personal, but I didn't think, but I have kind of a issue with rejection anyway from my past. So, but
Yeah.
I was so grateful that one, I recognized that that's what it was that threw my state off. And then two, once I, and it actually worked out the way it was supposed to, which I'm learning, you know, with you guys here, because it was about going on a trip, and it's turning out now that it's working out even better because now Carter's going with me on the trip, and you know, so it's gonna, and so it wouldn't have worked out to be how I wanted it to be the first place anyway, because I would have then just said, oh no, sorry, now I'm doing something different. But it was just kind of cool to actually be at that point now in my life where I recognized why the state was there and be able to turn it. Pretty, it wasn't as quick as I would like it to be the next time, but it was still just the fact that I was able to recognize it. I felt like, oh wow, I've grown. This is awesome.
Yeah, boy, oh boy, you have hit on so many important points for all of us that all of us have felt rejected, and we've taken it personal, and like you just, you know, we're indicating that we really have to stop taking things personal. Whatever anybody is doing out there doesn't really have anything to do with us, has everything to do with them. And that, and you can leverage that also by realizing, oh, this is what I don't want. What do I want? wow, I want people that really just love me, compliment me, that I get along well with, so we can turn it completely around. But this idea, Carolyn, of yeah, you recognize, hey, this is what I don't want to feel, and I don't have to be this way. And that even though it took a while, thank the Lord that, and really it didn't, it was the same day, that night, you were able to do it. Most people aren't even aware of it, and they're in their pity party for, weeks, months, their life, whatever.
And
And
that
it,
was in the past, so yeah.
yeah, it was in the past because they didn't like me, or I wasn't expected, or like you'd say, rejected, from them. And that, and remember, the only thing I have so many people tell me, like, oh, I feel so alone now that I don't have somebody or whatever. And it's like, we're never alone. And the only, being that we need within us is God. And God, our inner being, is with us all the time. And that's the only love we need. And when we just want and strive and ask for that love, God's love, which will be there instantly by you asking it, then you'll attract all the people and circumstances that you love too. But we don't need anybody. That we just need God, and all we have to do is ask for God in, and then just observe and become the observer. Like when someone rejects you, you think, wow, what a place they're in. Because, and I've been sharing some thoughts with some of you about via text about this idea about whatever you're thinking about another person, you become. And it's like, wow. I'm not gonna think bad about anybody anymore, because then that makes me that type of person, and that then I attract more of that feeling, that badness. And it's like, yeah, I'm just gonna observe them and have empathy for them and compassion. I ask Archangel Zachiel, and I give compassion. So anybody that is that you don't like, that said something wrong, whatever, just ask for compassion, because it's about them. It's nothing about you. You were made in the image and likeness of God. You are perfection. And a lot of people say, oh, I'm just human, and I'm not perfect. Yes, you are. You will see. And you don't have to wait till you transition back into the non-physical. In other words, that you die, what most people say, we have eternal life. But you don't have to wait till then to see that everything's playing out perfectly. So with Carolyn on this, oh, this rejection from this person, that she then didn't take it personal. And then because of all that, that it worked out better to where she could be with her love on this vacation. And it's like, this is so cool. Life is so wonderful. All this contrast, the things I don't like actually are there for me to help guide me to the things I've asked for. But I have to allow that in. If I'm just thinking about the guy that, a person that rejected me, I can't allow the better path, the brighter future that God has for me. So I'm not going to go to that pity party anymore. Carolyn, this is amazing.
Yeah, the one thing I do
Hello.
want to say, they didn't actually reject me.
Hello.
I mistook what happened as rejection. So it wasn't, I wasn't actually rejected, so, but that was part of it. And that's why, it was kind of like had to come to me because they
Yeah.
didn't actually reject me. They just said no to something that I asked. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? And it
Right.
wasn't anything to do with business. It's more because I'm fine if somebody, if I go and, talk to them about business and they tell me no, that doesn't bother me at all. It's what
Yeah.
it's like. I feel like they're rejecting me as a person.
Right.
Bothers you a lot more. And it
No.
wasn't even that. It was
Yeah.
stupid. It was
Yeah.
just,
Right.
but it was kind of cool to recognize me.
Yeah. And you'll find all this stuff is stupid. It's the drunken monkey when we realize that, oh, it's this drunken monkey tells me that, the person just said no to, going on the trip or whatever they said no to. And, it's just not a big deal. And so we all have people like that in our lives, and give them a break. Everybody's trying the best they can, and sometimes it doesn't look too pretty, but that's okay. Give them a break, have compassion with them, and then get focused on what you do want. and realize that when you feel bad, that's your guidance system. God's telling you, you're not thinking about this the way that I am. There's a better plan for you, you know? There's a brighter future for you. Woo-hoo. Beautiful. Yeah. Other miracles?
I'll share.
Hey, Deborah.
Hi, how are you? Good to see
Great.
You again. We had an amazing call this morning. So no, things are good. Jaira, my 10-month-old, is walking everywhere. She's just like this, like she's like running. I've never seen anything like it. She's just bringing so much joy into my life. She's a special spirit about her, and it's, you know, what I called about her. And I just knew, like, when she was, you know, when I was pregnant with her, I was asking for those things, that she's going to be a light. She's going to have all this divine, you know, essence. She's going to know who she really is. And boy, does she know who she is. She's guided. And it's just so fun to watch. I mean, this past week, Dr. Haight knows it's been kind of a challenging or whatever week, but I was struggling with like some sleep issues because my 3-year-old is being potty trained and she's doing well. However, at night she needs to sleep with a diaper, and my husband's on evening duty with her, and he forgot a couple nights to put her in her diaper, so she's peeing in the bed. And I have like an evening routine, like I go to bed at a specific time because I like to wake up, you know, early, get in with the day, and that's just my routine. So I was in bed, and then literally like an hour later she starts screaming, and I'm checking on her to make sure she's okay. But then after that, I just could not fall back to sleep. And I was like, oh my God. And I was just sitting in my room, like in panic, like miserable. It was like the worst feeling, right? And I was trying to do everything I could to like fall back to sleep, like meditate, like do all the things, pray. And it just got even worse. So that happened one night, and then it happened again. And the day after that. So I just broke down. I was just crying. I was screaming. I was just miserable. And Nick, my husband, came into the room, and he's like, you know, I had these doctors calling me for business, and I had other things happening. And I'm like, I can't do it. I had like a breakdown. I had like a pity party. But from that pity party, I realized how amazing my husband is. You know, he came in there, and he just like wrapped his arms around me. And he was so angelic, and he was like, dude, like, calm down, like, with the work, you know, we'll go have a cup of coffee, like, it's going to be okay. And, you know, even if you stop working now, like, he's like, you don't need to. He's like, I'm, you know, don't worry. I'm here. I'm your husband. You know, like, you have nothing to worry about. And people in third world countries are getting bombed right now and having, like, you know, all kinds of things happening. So he brought it back to gratitude. And it just made me, you know, love him even more. So because of that happening, we grew closer together. And life is good. Everything's going great. I feel really good. And just really, I don't know, something shifted in me, I feel like.
Yeah, just amazing miracles. First of all, baby Jaira, you know, Deborah's in her, you know, book, The Crystal Princess, you know, she talks about, I mean, she wasn't even supposed to have children, you know, and here she is now. I mean, just living the life. And that, yeah, did she have a breakdown? Yeah. Do we all have breakdowns? Yeah. And that, but when you'd start asking for, hey, you know, there's something better than this. And she didn't even have to figure it out. That Nick came to the rescue, you know, her husband, and lifted her out of there. And that's where we come to help each other, to support each other, to love each other. And that's why our family is so good, that we're here for each other. And so, you know, we have our higher power, God, we have our archangels, and we have each other. And the words that were spoken by Nick, really, they put tears when Deborah was sharing earlier last week. We were both in tears just on the kind, angelic words that came from Nick that never have come from Nick in such an angelic way. And like he covered all bases, if you will, on just what a, you know, loving, unconditional loving man that he is. And it's like, wow, that's what brought out. I'm glad I had this pity party because, you know, it brought out this amazing thing that put their relationship together. And it helped Deborah to rise above the committee and to feel even better than ever. And it's like, that's what this is about. Don't get into the contrast, that the contrast is there to take us to a whole new level, to help us feel better, to live what we've been promised, the abundant life. So that's beautiful, Deborah. Yeah, congratulations. And other good news? Hey, Stephen, unmute. Mute, we can't hear you. Ask Steve Jobs to come in. Still can't hear
there
you.
There he is.
There you
go. There's Steve Jobs, he made it. Couple of things, you know, just miracle to be alive and be happy and be grateful for everything we have, because life is beautiful, and getting stuck on those little things to lower your vibration is something that I think we all have a challenge doing. And I sometimes, when I don't have an answer, which is very rare, I've found that to come up with something that you know, like come up with a saying of like, don't let the bitterness of the world ruin your sweetness. You know, just so that if I don't have something clever to really have a solution for, you know,
yeah,
have some positive, you know, let's raise that vibration up a little bit and, you know, make the best out of it instead of, like you say, sitting there. But counting to 10 always helps me too, because I can say something that I didn't really mean to say, but, you know, being provoked in a bad position, which doesn't very, very happen. Very, very rare. So yeah, those are my things that I was just sharing with the miracles of just life and how beautiful today is, and it's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly it, that, you know, we live in paradise if we ask for it. And like, one of the things really that all of us want is more peace. And this battle that we're in, it's just with our committee. It's just in our head. It's not going on. Like Deborah mentioned about, you know, hey, we don't have missiles coming in. Nick brought up, you know, we're not being bombed. Like, yeah, you know, you're not being bombed. So whatever your problem is, first of all, it's all in your head. It's not real. And you only make it real if you keep on thinking it is real. And that the beauty is that we get to choose. And so, yeah, Stephen, you've chosen that, hey, I love life. I love just, you know, I'm alive. I'm able to live this life. And this idea, another great word, peace, is one. But also, I really have embraced carefree. I just love being carefree. And my inner child helps me to. So I invite my inner child in and brings me youthfulness, brings me fun, brings me playfulness, and then brings me carefreeness. I just love being carefree. And when you say that all of a sudden you'll feel yourself being carefree. It's like, this is so fun. Yeah. There are no cares. There are no worries unless you listen to the committee. Because, you know, like, again, we don't have bombs going on. There are no bombs. You know, there is no battle. You don't have a gun in your hand or the other person a gun in their hand. You know, and it's like, oh, and then I can call forth what I want. And I do that through my thoughts. And that's why, and Joey isn't on today, but Joey mentioned to me this past week, he was going to say a joke to all of us when he was on the Master Heart Family, because I said, you know, I don't lock my doors, and, you know, my car door, my home door, there's nothing to lock against. There are no bad guys in my life because I don't think about bad guys or, you know, whatever. And so Joey wanted to say, hey, what's your address again, Dr. Hank? And so, you know, which is just great that and it's like, yeah, and it doesn't matter, whatever, you know, that again, that all is well, that when we are the creators of our own experience, of our own reality. So what reality are we going to make? It's kind of like we have a movie, you know, and it's like this movie on what movie are you playing? And just make it up the way you want it. You can be, do, and have anything you want. The only thing that's preventing you is from allowing yourself in order to have it. And again, we'll get into allowing here in a few minutes. But yeah, that's beautiful, Stephen. Thank you. Yeah, great. Another
Life
good.
is good.
Yeah, life is good. Life is well. Other good news? Yeah,
Hello.
Mia. Hey.
Hi, Dr. Hank.
Hey.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
This has been a really fun week, and I say that because I talked with you, Dr. Hank, last week. We talked about inviting the your inner child in more, and so I've been doing that every morning with the Joy Shop and just inviting and just these, I don't want to say little miracles, but these little su happy su like happy surprises have been kind of happening. I got contacted by an old classmate from high school that we were in art club together, and he sent me a newspaper clipping, and it was a clipping of all of us, all of our names and us being accepted into like the Art Honor Academy.
Oh, yeah.
And I had completely forgotten about that. And so I hadn't talked to this person in years. And it was just like, hey, Mia, I hope you're doing well. I found this. I thought you would want it. And the interesting part about it is that two of my classmates that were part of this group, they passed away some years ago. And they were two of my best friends who were part of this group, and
Wow.
they had came to mind a couple days before that. Like, I was looking at some old, I have a box, and I was looking at some old pictures, and I have one of them. I have Christmas cards from her that she used to give me every year, and I remember opening up and thinking, "Wow, I still have this Christmas card," and I'm like, "I'm going to keep this forever," and just kind of wishing them well, and so. Just to get that message, like, hey, Mia, here's a newspaper clipping with all of our names. I was really, that really tickled me. And then, like, in that moment, I just said, hey, guys, I hope you're good on the other side,
Call
so
forth
yeah.
them. They can help you with your painting. And so call forth
Yeah,
your
and they were
friend.
both so excellent. One, he would do these special guitars, like he would hand paint guitars, and they were just beautiful. Yeah, he was
Ask for their
amazing.
talents
But
to come in. To paint
will
and
do.
market you.
Yeah, I will. And what's interesting is that, I'm talking about the inner child, they were both so funny. One of them, he just would make everybody laugh. He was kind of the class, not really class clown, but he just everything he said was funny, even if he wasn't trying to be funny. And so, it just kind of made me smile that, all of those synchronicities sort of happened. The other one was, I've been in talk with the woman from the yoga studio about doing a health fair, and she messaged me. So I'm meeting with her this week, but she messaged me and she's like, I was thinking, we have a healer circle that meets next Sunday, and it's a woman who is a therapist and other yoga instructors and people who have their own clinics. They're going to be in this circle. Do you want to come? And I said, yeah. She's like, I want for everybody to meet you. And so now, that just opened up into I'll be
A gold
meeting
mine. Yeah, it's a
yeah,
gold
several other
mine.
people. So
Yeah.
that was pretty fun. It was out of the blue. I wasn't expecting. It was just like on Saturday night, she just said, hey, what? This idea just came. And I'm like, oh. And one of the things I started asking after our talk last week was or saying was that I love being invited to different places because I think that's fun in terms of like easy money is like I get invitations all the times. I get even like commissions, like people contact me for art. I don't have to really go and look, like people come. And so I found that to be really, really
That's
fun.
just incredible. See, it's this idea we've been taught about, oh, we got to go out and manipulate the world, to get stuff. You
Yeah.
don't have to manipulate the world at all. That's all committees that have, formed together and said, we don't need to, this is an inside job. And so just ask, I want to, attract people that I want more invitations.
Right.
Invitations to, wonderful gold mines. And I love this idea about gold mines. Wow, I got invited into a gold mine. I attracted a gold mine. That could be, again, in that particular business, doctors or like all these, owners of studios and whatever. And it's like, man, this is just so much fun. And yeah, and so to be the inviter, we are the inviter. We're the inviter.
Right.
We get to invite. What are you inviting into your life? And so, you want to ask yourself, yeah, what am I inviting into my life? Another good way of looking at that is, what doors am I opening? And so Mia's opened up doors, invitations for her paintings of out of the blue. I want magical things coming to me out of the blue. And out of the blue means coming right from God to you, into your experience, And it's like, yeah, I don't have to figure this out anymore. The battle's over. The work is over. Let the fun begin. Woo,
Yeah. And
doggies.
that's something I said over the weekend. I was like, God, I'm just giving this to you. I surrender this. I know that you know better than I what to do and where I'm going. And so, and that it was something that I think we talked about last week on the Master Heart Family about letting go. And I was really pondering that this week. Like, how do you really let go? What does that feel like? What is that like? And then I'm like, well, I'm making it harder than I have. It has to be. I'm just going to ask
Yeah, just ask. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I just want to
let it
let
go
go.
and.
And to be clear on surrender, surrender doesn't mean, hey, I'm going to wait for God to, do whatever. It's that I need to ask. And so I ask for what I want. I need to be thinking about what I want. And in that thought, in your thought, that then we surrender and allow the Father to do the work. And so, but you have to start it all by what are you asking for? And where that asking typically comes from is the contrast. The things that you don't want, what do you want? And so this is what I want. I want a thriving business. I want a thriving life. I want to feel better. I want better feeling thoughts. I want out of the blue, big, happy surprises. I want to be more playful today. I want to have more fun today. That I want to laugh more today. I want belly laughs today. This morning at my joy shop, I was in it for an hour and a half this morning because I just get lost and flying with my angels, and I asked for belly laughing, and I've been belly laughing all morning. And it's like, man, this is fun. So
For you.
it's just it is this easy, folks. And someone the other day, the first time they've been introduced to this teaching, and they said, well, what do you want me to do? Just sit on my couch? And I said, yeah, pretty much so. And they said, but it depends what you're doing when you're sitting on your, what are you thinking when you're sitting on your couch? And then you will get, and so to be clear, that when you think about what you want, you'll get inspirational thoughts about, hey, I want to call this person. You'll attract people where all of a sudden, you just think, oh yeah, I want to call this person, or they come in and they call you, like what happened with me. That and so there's all these, there literally is an infinite number of ways to get you what you want, but we need to allow it. We need to let go. We need to release. And again, that is in step four. And so remember on the creative process for us to have any of our dreams to come true, it starts with our thoughts, which most people, 80% of the time, are not thinking about what they want. Think about it. They're thinking with the committee. The committee is managing their lives. And so step one is thinking, and think about what you want. The Joy Shop is a great way to start disciplining your mind to think about what you want, not what you don't want, and realize you have a choice. Step two, you only have to do two steps, by the way. Step two automatically goes to your emotions, your feelings. So what you're thinking goes to your feelings, and those feelings are a signal that go to step three, to go to God, the divine. And in step three, God receives instantly, receives your prayer that was from your thought into your emotions, because emotions is a perfect communicator to God on what you're really thinking about it, what you're really believing about it. And then that, those emotion, God instantly receives your message and answers your prayer. And so the only other thing you need to do is step four. That's allow it, believe it, and expect it. And then step five is you receive it, you'll experience it. So let's go there now. And let's ask Archangel Uriel for the wisdom for us to be able to let go, to be receptive, to expect that what we have asked for, we will receive. So I invite you to just settle down now into your chair. If you're not driving, close your eyes and get very, very comfortable. And let's get into our breath. Our breath is really part of our spirit within us. And so to go into our spirit by breathing in deeply. So breathe in 5 seconds. And release and let go. And just blow all of the day's concerns and worries, and your life's worries and things in the past you don't like, and release them. And breathe in. And breathe in God's breath. And release. Just go ahead and let it out. Release anything unwanted. We're going to get really into this today. We're going to go to the divine. We're going to be the meek. The meek inherit the earth. The meek are those that let go, that release all of this. Breathe in deeply. And breathe out. Breathe all of that out. Oh, does that feel nice? And breathe in. And fill yourself with the divine. Oh, and as you breathe out, there's only love in the divine to breathe out. And just relax, relax, relax. Breathe in. And breathe out. Oh, and get so comfortable. Lay now in green pastures next to still waters. So relaxed, so at ease, so happy, so in love, so at peace. Breathe in. Breathe out. Oh, this oneness with your higher power, with God and all that is, feels so good. So, so happy. Just start at the top of your head as you breathe deeply. Open up your crown. Just allow love to pour into you. A white liquid love pouring through you now. It's feeling so good, healing anything in your body now that is unwanted. What's only healing is anything unwanted to make it wanted. And then just relax your eyes, relax your jaw. Relax your neck, just enjoying this. Relax your shoulders. Allow relaxation to go down your arms now and into your hands. Breathe in deeply. Oh, yeah, so subtle. So comfortable. Just relax your chest down. Relax your beautiful heart and open up your heart wide now. Allow the love now to just flow into you and flow out from you. An infinite number of love we each possess. It just feels so good as we're so relaxed and going down our body, just relaxing our stomach, relaxing our hips, relaxing our thighs, our knees, calves, our ankles, and our feet. Allow relaxation to just fully flow through you now. And we now call forth Archangel Uriel, the beautiful angel of wisdom. And we ask for your red light now, and energy and angel dust to flow into us, your wisdom. Flow that angel dust through our bodies now, having us only focus on the wanted, helping us to now allow, to let go. We have asked for so much, Uriel, and we know it's all there for our allowing, for us to be in the receptive mode. And we ask in this almighty step four now for each of us to be allowing, to allow all the delightful things that we have asked for to flow into our experience now. For us to let go of the committee and let it just pass by. Let us rise up now as we feel this wisdom flowing in us. We rise above the committee, we rise above this world. We're able to simply observe it now and love it. So in love, an Archangel Uriel, come in now, your energy into our emotions, and have our emotions be allowing. Free our emotions from the grip of terror, of fear, of worry, and doubt. Free our emotions now to receive our dreams, receive our desires, to live the life that we have been promised, the abundant life now. We ask that your beautiful red light go into our mind now and have us be wise, give us the wisdom to be in an allowing state. A believing state, believing in all of you that we cannot see, but we feel your presence with us now. And we know that this is who creates and does the work. And Uriel, we ask you now for us to open up the gates, open up the floodgates, allow the doors of all we desire to flow into us now. It feels so good. We're so free now. Give us more freedom. Allow us the freedom to be able to receive what we have asked for. We give thanks for this. We feel your red light in our minds now, as only the wanted is in our mind. No resistant thoughts, that they melt away. We have these beautiful allowing thoughts from you, Uriel, your wisdom to give us is allowing receptive thoughts. To have our emotions be so open now, our heart wide open to receive all the things that we have desired. And for our bodies now to experience perfect health, to flow through us, give us the wisdom to release Anything that has been unwanted. Give us the wanted now in our thoughts, in our emotions, in every cell, every organ, every system, every muscle, every nerve in our body now flows with your beautiful wisdom. Let us stand now with Archangel Uriel and just breathe with the Uriel. Soak up this wisdom, divine one. Just flow through us now, and to us all. Are now, you are now set free to allow everything you've asked for to flow to you now, to be in the receptive mode, the open mode, open to the divine, the trusting mode, to know that you are being guided now to your brighter future, to your happiness, to your joy, to all that you desire, to all the love, to all the beautiful things in this world that this world offers is now ours. So we are magnets attracting the wanted into our lives. Feel this light and energy and angel dust within you now. You've become wiser now. You are more receptive now. You are allowing now everything you want to flow to. Yes, now, Angel Uriel, and your wisdom to be with us now and forevermore. We just get wiser and wiser, happier and happier, more in love, more in joy. We've let go. We've allowed God the Father to do the work, to bring us our desire. And for this, we give thanks for allowing it in. Allow it in. Allow it in. Allow it in. In. And I now invite you back into your beautiful chair. This beautiful, magnificent, miraculous bodies of ours, minds of ours, emotion of ours. Back into our chairs, so comfortable, so relaxed, and now so much more wiser, so much happier. Just smile on your face now. So we give thanks. This beautiful gift that you have given us today. And we receive your gift fully now. And I invite you back into the room and now into this world and you can open up your eyes and welcome this beautiful life, as you are now receptive and wise to allow everything that you want to be with you now. And so it is. Amen. I feel good, do, 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 like I knew that I would. So good, so good. Yeah, wow. So, oh boy. Yeah, so what did you experience there?
Peace.
Joy. Joy is
sorry,
here.
I was late, peace. But I'm glad I made it for the meditation. That was so peaceful.
That's great. Yeah, we are asking for peace, and now we have peace, you know. So beautiful. Just such a beautiful life, and so beautiful to be with each other, supporting each other, loving each other, being at this beautiful place of peace. Anybody want to share your experience? Do you feel that red light and energy? Uriel? Yeah, Stephen, your ears again. Gotta unmute. I muted everybody because during meditation. You're still, they still can't hear you.
There we go.
You're still muted.
No, you're good. You're good.
No. Steve Jobs didn't come again, I tell you.
Joey, that's a good one. Yeah.
That was funny. Yeah, definitely red light, warm red light, just surrounded. It's great. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Comforting, very comforting.
Yeah. And yeah, we're all wiser now, you know. It's just so great. This is how it is. You know, we just ask for that. We're all now more receptive than we've ever been. And just start expecting that this week. That, you know, just more wonderful things are going to be coming to you. And out of the blue, you know, this is how it is. This is how it is. We don't have to work anymore. The battle's over. There's no war. That there's just peace. There's love. There's everything we want. Just flow into us. Yeah. So beautiful. Beautiful. So any other thoughts, comments? Any other miracles before we leave? You want to share? Well, with that, you know what we do, and Joey's going to lead the way.
This is new.
We like to laugh and have more fun.
We like to laugh and have more fun.
Unmute yourself. Be like children now. For we are the chosen ones.
For we are the chosen ones.
Receiving is our new game.
Receiving is our new game.
And allowing is our middle name.
And allowing is our middle name.
Having dreams come true is our divine right.
Having dreams come true is our divine right.
As we walk in God's red divine light.
As we walk in God's red divine light.
Sound off the Master Heart family.
Sound off the Master Heart family.
Sound off the Master Heart family.
Give it to him, Joey. Yes. All right, everybody, just expect the miracles to flow in. You are now more receptive than you've ever been. I love you all. And so beautiful to be with you and share the good news with me on all the goodies that are coming your way starting right now. Love you.
Love it.
Love you too.
Thank you.
Have a good week, everyone.
Love everybody.
Last one to leave. Last one to leave.
Mr. Technology.
Yeah, I know, right? Which